start the business report this morning with a look at crude oil prices, which topped $55 a barrel yesterday, even as an investment bank warned of a super spike that could send prices soaring above the $100 a barrel mark. Goldman Sachs says only a sharp increase in prices would tame the world's appetite for oil, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
OPEC and others have been working hard to put more oil on the market, but just about every additional drop that comes out of the ground is quickly consumed, leaving little oil to spare. Royal Dutch Shell reported yesterday that it found only one new barrel of oil for every two it pumped last year. Mark Baxter, who directs the McGuire Energy Institute at Southern Methodist University, says demand for oil is so strong, producers can barely keep up.
Reserves are difficult to come by, and you really can't turn on the oil tap like we could back in the 70s and 80s.
In earlier oil booms, OPEC had enough spare capacity it could easily boost production by up to 4 million barrels a day. This time around, that capacity cushion is only about 1 million barrels. According to Goldman Sachs, the only way to rebuild that cushion is to reduce the world's demand for oil. Energy analyst Ted Harper of Frost National Bank in Houston says there's no sign of demand dropping yet, even though oil prices have already risen nearly 50% from a year ago.
The overall demand picture has remained far more robust than most people had anticipated. This type of price increase would have, in past cycles at least, led to further demand erosion than what we've seen currently.
For example, even though U.S. gas prices have jumped nearly 40 cents a gallon in the last year, demand for gas is 2% higher than it was a year ago. One explanation can be found in the Goldman Sachs report. In 1981, when inflation-adjusted gas prices peaked, the average consumer spent more than 6% of his disposable income on gasoline. Today, gas takes a much smaller bite out of the average pocketbook. In fact, to reach the 6% level, Baxter says gas prices would have to climb above $5 a gallon.
Now you're talking about European gasoline prices at the pump, and that did trigger Europe, you know, to at least start conserving and going with more fuel-efficient vehicles.
Goldman Sachs says it may take at least $4 a gallon gas before Americans stop buying SUVs. Until there's that kind of drop in demand, the investment bank says, oil supplies will remain tight. Scott Horsley, NPR News.